Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Exquisite. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Dane Simpson.
Yay! It's way better when everyone chimes in. But
yeah, I know. Well, last time you were on this show, it was live. So we had like 300 people to chime in with a big applause. It's a bit different in the Comedy Republic Theatre here, where it's just an empty theatre. So yeah, how did you go last time? I can't. Did you get four?
No. I reckon we sort of slid in with two.
Oh, yeah.
But I reckon I was given one.
You had Strawny on.
Yeah, Strawny. Strawny was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the train conductor.
Yes, Bondell.
Bondell.
A regular Brains Trust member.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
But you can only muster two from memory.
Yeah.
Two or three.
It was
You're hoping for more today?
I'm hoping
because
for
two's
more.
Because two is shit.
Two is horrible.
Yeah, if we're honest.
But I feel like.
Also realistic.
A PB is like what I wanted. I don't want to hit like nine.
Yes.
I just
The two, that's too high.
Two's, yeah.
No room for growth either if you were to come back on the show, you know. So we want more
one
than
room for growth. Yeah. One.
Sorry. Yeah, you've got me there. My first question, wrong. Okay, so you want more than two, but not so much that next time you come on the show, you've got nowhere to move.
Exactly.
All right, well, we'll see if the Brains Trust can assist you. First of all, have you made any independent theatre before? I guess stand-up is poor theatre, isn't it?
In a way.
Yep.
But no.
No?
No.
Okay, well, we've got someone who's made a lot of it.
Oh, wow.
Speak hello to independent theatre maker Catherine T. Montgomagal.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and taking time out of independent theatre making.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time, is it?
24/7.
And are you self-employed or do people actually hire you to do that?
Well, then it wouldn't be independent theatre making, would it?
Sorry.
Part of no unions.
God, questions wrong for me already.
I mean, you know, that's the aim, is to really just spread. I mean, appreciate art and the artists and all I can say is if you're making money and if people are there, then that's not independent theatre and that's not what I'm about.
So the definition of independent theatre is losing money.
Real. That's how you know it's real art.
Yes. So what are some of the productions that you've had so far?
Well, thank you for asking. Kyron, was it?
Yeah, Kyron. Yeah, Kyron, host of the show.
Thank you for your time. Can I just say you have beautiful energy?
Thank you. Is
Thank
that important
you.
To theatre making, like the energy of the people you have on stage, in the cast, in the crew?
Well, let me answer your first question and then we'll come back to the second one. So if you, maybe you can raise
hands. Oh,
you've
thought of some now. Yes. So what are some of the productions that
all of
you've
this
done in the
out.
Past?
It is independent theatre.
Thank you. Sorry, let me just adjust my neck scarves.
Yeah.
I am currently working on a series of productions that are, I guess, the alternate side to some of the, you know, the more gaudy shows you might have heard. Like Have you heard of Hello Dolly?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know Hello Dolly?
Hello Dolly.
I'm working on theatre
production.
Goodbye Dolly, which is a very, it's a, you know, much darker, it's like very a sad, twisted story. Yeah. It's like the underworld.
A farewell to the magazine.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
That, oh right, is that what it's about?
No, it's a, no. Well, this one, I might. We should talk.
We should.
You've got interesting ideas. Yeah. I just remembered that Dolly was a magazine and Hello Dolly is a musical. Yeah. But this is goodbye.
Goodbye Dolly.
Goodbye. It could be goodbye to the magazine because it can be whatever you want it to be. You are saying good, but it is about the death of a young child. Very
okay. So Catherine T. Montgomery is here.
Yeah. I think I really show my wogga wogga when people say Hello Dolly. And I'm like, yeah, it's the magazine. We're talking about Dolly Doctor here. Exactly. I've read this. I'm up to date.
I actually did do a live performance of Dolly Doctor when I was studying in university.
Oh, late in theatre, was it?
Yes, it was. But I would just make my classmates stand up and tell me their secrets. Then I would judge them accordingly.
Yep. Great.
Art.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, Catherine. But the Brains Trust does not end there. You know, we have I guess, the opposite now than from independent theatre. We have sort of the more corporate end.
The
real business side.
The big money side.
The big money side of theatre, yes. He's spoken before I could get to him. It's a big hello to the man inside the Dorothy the Dinosaur costume. It's Davo.
Hey, how the fuck are you, Kyron?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Davo.
It is so fucking amazing to support like an up-and-coming artist like yourself. You know?
As opposed to the established artist that you are.
Yeah, it's a bit beneath my pay grade, but you know,
you remember the Brains Trust.
Rod Laver the other night with Tina Arena, but I'm here tonight with Catherine, was it?
Catherine T. Montgomery.
I'm going to call you Kate.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah, thank I'm going to roll sharing. With that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. K-Dog.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. D-Dog.
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 Yeah.
D-Dog.
D-Dog.
Yeah. Did you stutter there or you intended the D-Dog?
Nah. Dave-O, the man inside the Dorothy the Dinosaur costume, never stutters.
Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
So the Triple D is here to help us. What's it like inside Dorothy the Dinosaur?
Inside the psyche or the...
No, inside the costume
physically?
Itself.
Physically.
Once you answer that, I'd love to know what it's like inside the psyche.
Cash?
I would say the answer to both, physically and mentally, it's extremely hot inside the life of Davo.
Yeah. No, sorry, not inside the life of Davo. I mean inside the life of Dorothy.
I mean, my life is performing inside a costume. So that kind of is my life, you know?
Yep.
Like people don't really have a healthy understanding of what it takes to shake your ass for the children.
A healthy understanding.
Yeah.
So what is the healthy understanding of what it's like to shake your ass for children?
I actually did a production about that once. Independent theatre. It was more kind of, what do you call it, the street art where I just walked into a school, shook my ass for children, engaged the reaction.
Yeah, and how long did you get for that?
Oh, well, long enough to get a Green Room Award nomination.
Oh, yeah.
For Cabaret.
Great. I thought you might have got time.
Where does Davo... where does Davo end and Dorothy begin? And vice versa.
I am actually beginning therapy at the moment to try and sort of disentangle myself from the role. I've heard about a lot of method actors that sort of lose themselves in their characters. I'm pretty close. We have like a sort of like puppeteering gang with like Randy and a few of the other.
You know Randy?
Well, I know the man inside Randy. Mm-hmm. And
who is that?
Steve-O, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also called Davo. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry, I must be confused. So he's Davo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got 10 questions here. Should we do a quiz?
All right. Let's
do it.
Please.
I'm feeling confident with my Brains Trust.
Okay.
Thank you for your confidence, Dan.
I'm not sure how I feel about that snicker, K-Dog.
Well, we've got the first question is about the arts.
Oh, amazing.
So let's see how the two of you go. Question number one. What was George Lucas's debut feature film?
Oh, nice.
Well, I don't much interest myself in sellouts and in hacks. The true theatre is not being on TV, not making films, just sitting in a dark room quietly and inviting people to come in. So I would only say Star Wars. What have you got?
Star Wars. He broke down the door with Star Wars.
I reckon Kate's on the money, you know, which is a first for Kate because I know that you don't have like canonically a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of art.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to buy some, anyway, we'll get to that at the end.
Yeah. I guess like because you're sort of used to having money.
Oh, yeah.
And you're used to asking for money.
Absolutely. Yeah. If by money you mean spirit and
I mean cash. I mean like cold hard cash. Yes. I'm talking about dollars and cents.
I have asked for that a lot from the Australian government, to be fair.
Yeah. What would independent theatre do without the Australian government, right?
Yeah.
What? That's true. I mean, just probably as well as they're doing now, I would say.
Yeah. But what was George Lucas's debut feature film? Are you familiar with George Lucas's work, Davo?
I'm in agreement, I reckon.
Unless it
I reckon
was like
it is Star Wars.
An early step. So maybe it was like Ewok Goes to Hollywood, or maybe it was like before.
Ewok Goes to Hollywood is an option available to you.
Ewok Goes to Hollywood does sound fantastic.
Before people knew what Ewoks were. I mean, that's where the art is.
It sounds Ewok Goes to Hollywood does.
You want to put Ewok Goes to Hollywood?
Well, let's put it Star Wars.
All right, I'll cross that out and put Star Wars. Question number two. Kanemaru Matsuri is a Japanese festival celebrating what? Have you been to Japan before, Dan?
Just got back
from India.
I went to Japan as a stopover.
Oh. Did you get some time or just in an airport?
I left the airport because I was there for 12 hours.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Great. Have you been to Kanemaru Matsuri before, Davo?
This might surprise you, actually, but Nihongo o hanasukoto ga dekimasu.
Bless you.
Nihon ni ikimashita.
Sugoi.
Chotto.
Chotto Nippon. Yeah.
Kanemaru ni ikimasen.
Great. And what are the names of the other Wiggles?
Davo, a lot of them. Didn't think that would be coming out in this particular episode, this particular character. But
but so you've never been there. You've obviously been to Japan.
Yeah, extensively. We performed a lot for the Japanese kids. And
do you translate for Dorothy the Dinosaur?
I think shaking your ass is a universal language.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They love that shit. Midori, they call Dorothy because she's green.
Oh, I've been thinking of Barney this whole time.
Yeah. My great fucking nemesis.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Who's in Barney?
Interesting who's that in Kate Barney? Should bring that up. Oh, that's the bad Davo.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's still a Davo, but it's the bad one.
Yeah, yeah. He's not allowed to come anymore.
But Kanemaru Matsuri is a Japanese festival celebrating what? Have you been in Japan during Kanemaru Matsuri?
I haven't. I haven't been to this festival. I have no idea. I reckon, I think it might have something to do with coming of age. Like they have like a boys' festival and a girls' festival.
Oh, yeah.
If it's for Kabuki, I'll shit myself.
Kabuki is an option available too.
Yeah. But I also have no idea. I did a lot of cocaine in the years I was in Japan.
Great.
It was hard to remember.
Yeah. Do you want to put...
Sorry, Dane.
Celebrating cocaine.
Do you want to put cocaine?
Let's put cocaine.
I'll put cocaine.
Yeah.
Question number three. Jon Utzon is most famous for designing what Australian icon?
Has to be Miss Kidman. What do we think?
Yeah. Oh.
That's
oh,
sellout. She used to do independent theatre back in the day. Yeah. I thought you meant like dressed. But designing women, that's a program that I wouldn't take part in.
I knew Nick when she was a Billy Cart model for like cotton sweaters and shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real hack.
Again, I thought you meant on a Billy Cart, like a little car that she would pull along. Yeah.
She sold out, I guess.
She insisted.
She's a sellout.
Yeah.
As opposed to you.
Oh, yeah.
You've kept it.
That sweet spot.
Yeah, that's sweet spot this whole time.
Is this a made up icon? Is this, give us the...
Jon Utzon is most famous for designing what Australian icon?
Like Caramella Koala or that sort of thing.
I guess it could be that.
I'm assuming Shannon Knoll. Like, I reckon that would
be. That feels right.
Did he co-design Shannon Knoll?
That's right, he did.
From the ground up.
Yeah, or touchdown, I think. Right. Say.
Sorry,
the ground up and the touchdown.
If you've ever been to independent theatre, that was a mighty roar of applause.
Yeah, I'm sure for you, Kate, that felt like an absolute raucous applause.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you used to more?
You could say that. Mm. Yeah.
Do the children go crazy for you?
There's a lot of screaming. Some of them have to be taken out on stretchers. You know, the heat stroke of it all.
I guess groupies must be a big problem.
Oh, yeah, the mosh. The mosh is insane. You know,
that's not what I said.
Some people, the groupies.
Like a dinosaur. Who knew he could be so nimble?
Some people say I shouldn't be, crowd surfing with the kids.
4-year-olds.
But
fuck them.
Crowd surfing is what they... Sorry, is this still about groupies?
We're back on groupies. Okay. But Bjorn Utzon is most famous for designing what Australian icon? Does that ring any bells, Stan?
It sort of does. Like, he sounds like it was like the Opera House or...
Yeah, because I remember the Opera House was designed by someone from Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere like that. And Bjorn Utzon is a Nordic name, isn't it? It's got a little cross through the O.
It sounds like it's either like architectural or it's like Corey Worthington. There's no in between.
Yeah, that's very inspirational young man. Yeah.
Why not both?
Yeah.
It could be Corey Worthington and the Sydney Opera House.
I reckon that's what...
Do you want to put Corey Worthington and the Sydney Opera House?
Yeah.
In 1990, NASA put a telescope into space. What was it called?
Ooh.
When was the Hubble?
You played in space?
Not yet. We are in talks with Elon. Right. He wants to fire us in a cannon. Check
Will
our
you make
ass.
It? Fire you in a cannon? Yeah,
like the rest of the Twitter staff, he wants to fire you?
I mean, I would have thought a rocket would get you there.
Every day with Elon is a 50% survival rate at this point, you know, so those odds are all right.
Is the Dorothy suit any kind of like NASA space suit?
Yeah, they've got me a little like tailor-made one that I just like switch the little head onto and
okay.
I get to keep the body on.
So the head becomes like a fish tank, a fish bowl sort
exactly
of situation.
Right.
Like a cartoon.
Exactly right.
Makes sense.
I can't believe how much I've nailed this. Yes.
Do you reckon it's the Hubble?
Who got to name it? Do we have like a little bit of background info on this?
Good question. No, I've got nothing more than that. In 1990, NASA put a telescope into space. What was it called? That's the only one I can think of, the Hubble telescope.
The Hubble, yeah. Because I think we should be putting it on Reddit for people to name before we shoot it off. It would have way more.
Oh, yeah.
Like people would be on board.
Yeah. Like a sort of name me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A telescopy McScope face.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Deal would happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it could be like hurricanes where it's like, oh, there's Stacey. You know? And like Stacey's just up in the sky and we're all like, there she is. You know?
Hurricane Stacey.
Another woman's name. Yeah. Being a disaster. I'm all for it. Women are trouble. They make great inspiration for intervention theatre.
All right, before I get in trouble, Hubble.
Hubble, question number five. The US has sent Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout home. Who did they get in return?
Ooh.
So it was like a swap, was it?
I think it's a prisoner.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
So all I can think of is Tom Hanks. Is that movie when they had to do a swap?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't
that's the Parent Trap.
I'm out of touch with the modern.
You got to keep up with films. Those kids'
I think
movies.
I know, are we talking Robert Redford and Brad Pitt? Is that movie?
Oh, I think I've got the wrong movie then.
Yeah, Tom Hanks isn't in Tinker.
Oh, who am I thinking of? When they had to do the prison swap on the bridge and it. Never mind.
Are you thinking of the Sex and the City movie?
Oh!
Yeah, rumor has it.
You know what? And that was based in the 40s.
You know a lot of like queer-centric cinema.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And you,
my wife's really into it. So take that, K-Dog.
Hey, some people find out later. But the US has sent Russian arms dealer
Viktor
Bout home.
Oh my gosh, she's literally a friend of Dorothy's. Anyway. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. That's not going
Shut
anywhere.
Shut it down.
Who do they get in return? Have any of the Wiggles ever been sent to prison?
Okay. Well,
of defamation
there's so many fucking new Wiggles. You know, every week they're like, oh, this kid's now the yellow one. And
I saw that Emma Wiggle was performing solo at the Sydney Opera House.
No, she's a backstabbing liar, that one. Yeah. She
very talented.
Left the band for fucking dead.
The band?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I think of us like a bad, you know, I mean... What can you say when we have that many, you know, number Rubies. Ones on Triple J?
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
Yeah.
Number ones on Triple J. That's true. You, when you have that many.
Yeah.
Which is one.
Yeah. So to come back to your question, which was, what was your question again?
The USA has sent Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout home. Who did they get in return?
Yeah.
Who are they missing?
Yeah. Who is America missing? I mean, I guess it's multiple choice in that there's about 300 million people this could be.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you just got to pick one.
Was it that
Go on.
Athlete?
Yes, athlete, wasn't there was a tennis
she player. Got sent. She was like sucking Russia yes. off or something.
So was it a basketballer? Maybe?
Oh, it was a lady basketball yes. player, or, mm. or as we call it in independent theatre, a basketball player. Because we don't discriminate.
No,
we're a safe
no,
place.
There's no gender in independent theatre.
No, no money either.
Often the case.
It's easy to have no gender when there's no performers. Yeah. And there's no audience.
Yeah, yeah, the absence of everything yeah. is genderless.
The
yeah.
absence of everything is a play I'm working yeah. on. It is just a
non-binary icon.
Tickets are $65. Nothing but a curtain blowing in the breeze. Yes, I think you're right. It was that basketball.
I think yeah. it was a basketball. I don't yes. know. I can't remember her name though.
No.
Do you remember this story?
She was gay, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know a lot about gay people or what they no. do, but I have a feeling that she was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
If that helps, D-Dog.
I don't know.
I like the way you said that. Certain je ne sais quoi. D-Dog. That's how I would say it.
Yeah, is this ringing any bells from the news?
I'm not surprised that a female basketballer stuck in Russia is gay. Mm. That's I reckon we're hitting all the marks on this side. Yeah. a name. An American with okay.
Angelique Stephanie. American names should be what else
have we got? Michelle
Obama. Put Michelle Visage.
She's got the arms for the sport, I can tell you.
Michelle, what would you like to put? Michelle Visage.
Michelle Basketball.
I'll put Michelle Basketball. Question number 6. Steven Spielberg's new film is semi-autobiographical. What's it called?
Ooh, oh, Steven
Spielberg. The name of Steven Spielberg's new film. So we had George Lucas's first. We want Steven Spielberg's last.
Me, myself, and Steve.
Me, myself, my and guess. Steve.
It's called The Somethings, and it's a sort of vaguely Spielberg sounding kind of surname. It's like
Spurger, Warburg.
The call. Oh, something.
Let's not stop, Kate. Keep going. What have you got
okay,
there?
Okay, here we go. Someone throw me the energy ball.
It's like watching AI work.
Okay, Bergs. Spilling into the sky. Spilling your milk. Spilled milk. The spills.
The spills. The spills.
We got there.
None of them were funny, but they all were built on energies.
Who would like the energy ball next?
The bloom. Is it like the bloom?
Thank you, Karen. I know you're laughing, but I did feel your enthusiasm for the exercise.
This the is going to fucking Bloombergs? Stump me. I just saw an
the
ad for it.
Berenstein Bears?
Oh, maybe Stein something. It sounds like a, it is like a,
Stein
I'm pretty sure like a Jewish.
Stein.
Yeah, like yeah. a something like that.
I think it might be the Fablemans. Does that ring
yeah.
any bells?
There we go.
I think it's the Fablemans.
The Fablemans.
What's happening here? Have you given up on us?
I always take part. I don't know the answers to these questions yet.
Oh, okay. I thought this was just like a kind hand.
No. This is I'm as stumped by the other ones as you are.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure this is called the Fablemans because it's on my. I absolutely want to go see it as soon as it
comes
out.
That's the one.
Yeah, the Fablemans.
Just semi-autobiographical.
Semicolon. The Steven Iceberg that stopped the nation. I think that's where I love that.
Kudos.
I think that's where.
I think they should change it to that.
They should.
Because it definitely isn't that.
Yeah.
But they should change it to that.
I'm furious I didn't think of that.
Question number 7. Reported by the ABC, Bendigo based McCaw Bruce got stuck in what?
Say again.
Reported by the ABC, Bendigo based McCaw Bruce.
Ah.
Got stuck in what?
A macaw named Bruce. A bird yeah. named Bruce. Okay. I've caught up.
Based in Bendigo.
A Bendigo based Bruce McCaw.
In a well.
A bird named Bruce is a towards? Very good Johnny Cash song.
A bird yeah. named Bruce.
Yeah. Where was he stuck? That's probably the theme of
the
song.
It sounds like he's stuck in Bendigo.
Yeah. Oh. Right a nickel.
He does it again.
John about Bendigo.
Dan, if you ever want a career in an independent theatre, I think that's best for you. If you want to take a step up from comedy, and when I say up, you just it's a higher stage. what do birds like? Seed stuck in some kind of bird bucket? House.
Like a pipe?
Oh. A pipe.
Maybe.
The pipes are calling.
Why is the ABC reporting on a bird getting stuck in a pipe? That feels too...
That is a slow news day for ABC. Yeah.
Did it get stuck in another animal, perhaps?
Ooh. Mm. Like a peacock.
Perhaps a peacock.
Yeah, like a bigger bird, sort of a live a big duck bird. Situation.
Yes, perhaps. I don't know. What are the boys' thoughts?
It's like the bird is trying to climb over the other bird kind of vibes.
And it didn't quite get there.
Yes.
Because it should have flown.
Yes.
Yeah. Has a bird ever been like gotten to the suit or is it any kind
I have had a chick or two inside my Dorothy suit, I'll tell you that much. A
couple of birds.
D-dog. But, you know. A
couple of peacocks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's roll with that.
Kind of large animals.
Yeah. Oh, we can make a fit.
Yeah.
Was it perhaps stuck in an ABC satellite tower? Is that why they had
maybe
to come
it's
out?
Maybe it's actually something to do with the ABC. Maybe it's stuck inside the ABC.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Bendigo ABC.
I have absolutely no idea.
Somebody's hair, maybe? Like it's someone popular?
Some, ooh, Fabio.
Fabio. Fabio's hair.
Fabio's hair, I reckon.
Right, lock in Fabio's hair. Question number eight. In 1837, the Melbourne CBD street design was first sketched. What's its name? In 1837, the Melbourne CBD street design was first sketched. What's it called?
Sketch one.
Sketch one. Sketch one. I guess there were there were less sketches in 1837, weren't there? So they got in early with that one.
Chances are.
Yep. With pen one and paper one.
Exactly. It's a great handle.
I meant when it came to designing a city.
Sketch one. Yes. Sketch was taken.
Yeah.
So.
They started with the A, B, C, chapter one.
In 1837, the Melbourne CBD street design was first sketched. What's its name? Sketch one is available to you.
Sketch underscore 69,
sketch
maybe?
Underscore 69.
Is it the name of the street or the name of the sketch?
I think it's the name of like the grid.
Of the grid.
You know how the Melbourne streets as opposed to Sydney is like, you know, they all line up. It's like very, it's like a Manhattan.
Like a grid, yeah.
Grid.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Answer. Ooh, that's.
Manhattan 2. Because
Manhattan Manhattan, New York, of course, well known as Manhattan 1.
That'd be silly, Karen. The 1 is in parentheses. People don't say it.
Like duplicating
I like
a file.
Sketch 1. I reckon it's
sketch
got a vibe.
One. Sketch 1.
Sketch 1.
You want to put Sketch 1?
Yep.
I'll put Sketch 1. Question number 9. What does Wi-Fi stand for? Straightforward one here. Question number 9. What does Wi-Fi stand for?
Ooh.
It's invented by CSIRO, I think. It's an Australian invention, Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Well, it's... I don't know because our Wi-Fi is so slow. Got to Google it.
Oh, yeah. We did a lot of the early work. But
we did Sketch 1.
Other people perfected it.
Don't you have a wife?
I do have a wife, yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Doesn't help me a lot with this question. Close. But can we phone a friend?
Oh.
Do you have a friend to phone?
A friend of Dorothy's?
Well, I have a wife, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can call your wife if you'd like.
All right, I'll call my wife right now.
Yeah, okay. We'll just wait.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, hey, doll.
Oh, she'd pick up
yeah,
quick.
It's me. I'm performing some dingy podcast thing. Do you know what Wi-Fi stands for?
He's got a great commanding voice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get the money to you soon. Yeah, I'm waiting on... Yes, I'm waiting on it. I'll get the money to you soon. All right, I'm going to let you go, love, because it feels like you don't know what Wi-Fi stands for. All right. Yes, all right, goodbye.
Okay, so what happened there?
She didn't answer, actually. Yeah, went straight to message, yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I have no fucking idea. I reckon it's like wireless things.
Fiber cable.
Ooh, wireless fiber.
Wireless fiber.
I mean, no,
wireless
no, no.
Something, surely. Wireless.
Frequency five. Five.
Oh.
Five.
Wireless firewall. Frequency information.
Information. Yeah. Frequency information.
Wireless frequency information. It doesn't feel right, does it? All the words seem to be in the cloud. The
fibrillator.
Oh.
Wireless fibrillator.
Because it shocks you every time you go on there. Or is that what a defibrillator
gets you,
does?
Gets your heart going.
Yeah. Absolutely. You put it on private browsing, it can be shocking.
So I'm not on a roll today saying wife because it sounded a bit like Wi-Fi and defibrillator, like a defibrillator. Sorry, it's
you've
been a hard time.
To you.
It's been hard. I'm trying to write a Christmas pageant.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's
you're doing a panto, are you?
Yeah, it's kind of like the night before Christmas, but it's called The Day After and You're Dead.
Wow.
And it's taking its toll on me. Mm. Much like the bell tolls for me. What's next, Kyron?
We're actually on the same question. Okay. What does Wi-Fi stand for?
We're lock-in wireless. I think we're all under that.
And does that take care of the I as well, do you think?
Yeah, I reckon that. And then the Fi is...
Wireless internet.
Fiber.
Fifi box.
Fifi box.
Yeah, I think she had something to do with it.
Do you want to put wireless Fifi box?
You do need a box to get Wi-Fi.
Yes, you
do. Install it in your house.
I'll put wireless Fifi box. Question 10, which is actually just, that's Fifi box. That's what she does.
Also known as Fifi box.
She talks
box
on the wireless. Question number 10.
Because she doesn't have any wires. Oh.
Well,
yes. She's on the wireless.
It has many meanings. Question 10, final question. This financial year, Australia Post has experienced a 55% increase in what? In this financial year, Australia Post has experienced a 55% increase in what?
Ooh. Wiggles merchandise.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Shit's through the roof.
Wow. What do you sell most of, would you say, out of all the Wiggles merchandise that you have as a band?
They're frothing our new shit. Mostly, which is
froth, yes.
Yeah,
and shit.
Oh, it's so hard to remember so many of our current hits that I'm very much a part of.
It's interesting that you have to make new songs because I would have thought that children would just grow out of them and new ones would grow in, and that you could just use fruit salad again. But
yeah.
You're saying no, you're writing new stuff.
Well, kids don't eat fruit salad these days. It's all about, you know, sugary shit. Mm-hmm. So we've had to sort of like become more corporate and
okay, so you've replaced
with that.
Fruit salad?
Yeah. We sort of like advertise like treacle now and, you know.
Treacle.
Yeah.
To the children
sort
from
of like the
40s. 1800s, yeah.
Drink some Coke. Yeah.
It's coming
yummy,
back.
Yummy.
Eat your treacle.
It just really fell down. Pepsi's not for me. Yeah.
But this financial year, Australia Post has experienced a 55% increase in what?
Maybe employees from Twitter. That could be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've switched over.
They've
gone analog.
They've gone back to their roots.
Mm.
From 41 characters to...
To as many as you like.
Yeah, 41 letters to 1,000 letters.
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
Love that.
55%. This is, you know, why would they announce it? What's the announceable that's 55% increase?
Ooh.
It's certainly not things on time.
No.
Bit of that. Bit of political humor there.
That's just
maybe
the kind
it's
of
returns.
Material I'm looking for. Maybe it's returns.
Returns could be. Could
oh, yeah.
be. A lot of ASOS.
Competition
kind of
with Amazon. Yeah.
People are definitely not returning Wiggles merch. I know that much. That.
Yep.
May I ask, where does Dorothy rank in merch? Like, what a little child. Who are they going for first? Are they going for Emma, the pirate with the feathers? Dorothy?
Yeah.
Who's the big seller?
Well,
is it the one that falls asleep?
Now that Jeff, or are you talking about the
it's
one that died?
A different one. Oh, who died?
Yeah, just made. Just
the big sleep.
I was just testing you, actually, yeah.
The one who makes the big sleep.
Nah, they're all alive.
Oh, the one who's sick. Yes. Yeah.
This financial year, Australia Post has experienced a 55% increase in what? What do you reckon?
Oh.
I mean, returns isn't that? Is that that's something?
Returns is something, and you know, the classic would be letters.
Oh yeah, you reckon people are writing letters?
Yeah,
I guess even if it goes from 10 to 15,
yeah,
that's still a 50%.
Everybody's so sick of Zoom. You're saying they've gone back to letter writing,
yeah.
To penning pals.
Send me. You know when you don't want to give someone your phone number, so you give them your email address. This is the one step back further again. Where they're like,
but you've
here's
given them
my
your
address.
Home address. Seems like a step
all right,
up.
I didn't think that through. It's a PO box.
What do you reckon? What would you like to lock in?
Yeah, I returns.
Okay, we'll put returns. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I feel great. I feel
better than before.
Better than before. I'm confident that we've got all 10.
Wow, well, you're more confident than I am.
And I feel as happy as I would be watching the Wiggles and the Kid Laroi. at the same gig. That's got to be a highlight of your career, surely.
Well, sometimes Kid Laroi actually jumps into the suit with me.
Yep.
People don't know it, but, you know, he is there.
Lucky
he's,
you.
He's in there.
I've also performed with Kid Laroi. I mean, sorry, a kid named Leroy. We're doing independent theatre together here in London. I'm saying, if you want a show, you can get one for quite cheaply in the outer suburbs of Melbourne.
You know, Kate, you're all right.
I think we're going to get you in the Wiggles.
Let's find out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You did. What was George Lucas's debut feature film? You said Star Wars, but it's THX 1138.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Oh,
yeah,
just missed out. Question
that
number
sounds
two.
Like sketch one,
like,
like
the first VHS.
Yes.
You said that Kanemaru Matsuri is a Japanese festival celebrating cocaine, but it's the penis.
Oh,
the penis talk we did in the other question.
Yes, so much schlock in question one instead of question two. Question number three was Jorn Utzon is most famous for designing what Australian icon? You said Corey Worthington and the Sydney Opera House.
Yep.
And it's the Sydney Opera House.
Oh.
I'll give you that.
I thought it was going to be Corey Worthington.
I think he's performed there, so
yeah.
I feel like that should be 2 points.
He's put hot potato, really. Yeah.
In 1990, NASA put a telescope into space called the Hubble Telescope.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Oh, no. Boom. Oh, sorry.
Boom. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Let's not say that Dane's a terrorist. Let's say I want to keep it up there.
Blowing up telescopes.
Stacey, no!
Question number five was the US has sent Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout home, and in return they got, you said, Michelle Basketball. But it's Brittany Griner.
Is she a basketballer?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
This gets out to Brittany. We didn't meant no offense. I'm sorry. I
knew her when she was Brittany Tinder. So that's
Steven Spielberg's new film is semi-autobiographical. What's it called? You said The Fablemans, : the Steven Iceberg that stopped the nation. And it's The Fablemans.
Yay!
Reported by the ABC, Bendigo-based Macaw Bruce got stuck in what? You said Fabio's hair, but it's in a tree.
Oh, a bird?
He was hand-raised.
Ludicrous.
And so he got up in the tree and he couldn't get
Aren't
down.
Aren't birds meant to be in trees?
I feel like when ABC do stories and they hit hard,
yeah,
it's about birds in trees.
Yeah. In 1837, the Melbourne CBD street design was first sketched. What's its name? You said sketch one, but it's the Hoddle Grid. There you go.
That's a crap name.
Hubble?
Are called the Hoddle Grid. What does Wi-Fi stand for is question number nine. You said wireless Fifi box.
Yes, we did.
But it's wireless fidelity.
Oh. What the fuck?
That can't be real.
Kunst. And question number 10. This financial year, Australia Post has experienced a 55% increase, not in returns, but in dogs attacking its posties.
Oh, shit.
Giving you 3 out of 10.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
That's exactly what you were after.
That's
a small increase on 2,
yeah,
but leaving plenty of room for future development.
Your previous score was 2?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We're living the dream here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We've
crushed
us.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Cheers to you.
We've got to get you on 7 more times, and it's going to be it's going to be a slow ride to the top.
A fascinating journey watching Dane get more knowledgeable in general knowledge.
Catherine T. Montgomagal, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And good luck with the flames, was it called? Fire?
Yep, flames. Goodbye, flames, flames. Goodbye, Dolly. I haven't paid my rent and other great hits.
Yeah, so you've worked with Leroy. Anyone else that you've worked with in independent theatre?
Why, yes. Is this the plug?
Anyone else you've worked with in independent theatre?
I've worked with, I'm not sure whether I should say Annie Lumsden or Lena Moon.
You're not sure who you want to take credit for the spot in your play. Interesting.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, people come in, they come out, they get jobs.
They leave you for dead.
They leave me for their jobs. Yeah. They leave me for dead. And that's why I've written a play about dying in the theatre.
Well, they're both in Annie and Lena, interestingly.
That's true. I'm sorry that was such a long walk to the plug. I do love working with Annie and Lena. I mean, mm-hmm. they're a bit more successful for me now. They perform in real places, in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival next year.
Oh,
be
in 2023.
In 2023. They've got nothing on until then, apart from the Adelaide Fringe Festival as well. Something. So they're just going to be working on...
That's quite soon, actually.
Yeah. They're going to be working on their show, which I approve of. It's also about, you know, something grim and dark. It's called Annie Lena Hunt for Ghosts.
Great.
It's about death.
That is a great title.
Thank you.
I love that you say they've got the Adelaide Fringe on before Comfest, but they've got nothing on before Comfest.
Yeah, we've got... Yeah. Oh, don't tell Adelaide.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Are you a big fan? Because you've just called it Comfest there, Davo. So you must be a big fan to have a nickname for it.
I have a soft spot for comedians. Yeah. You know, I think they're pretty cool.
And which spot is that?
I thought you were going to say that. Which part of you is soft? Go on.
All right. So if you want to see me, Davo, the man inside Davo. Dorothy, you can catch me at World Pride.
Yeah.
I'm not actually performing with the Wiggles. I'll just be there.
Attending with your wife.
Having a good time. Yeah. I don't think she can make it.
She wasn't there on the phone.
No, I couldn't get her a ticket, which is such a shame. But you can also catch my good mate, Charlie Lewin, that I'm definitely not sleeping with. At Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Charlie's doing a show?
Yeah, Charlie's doing a show. It'll be a lot of fun.
What's the show called?
The show's called Shiny Shiny.
Oh, great.
That's another good title.
Well, thank you for being here and contributing, Davo.
No worries. It's been something.
And D-Dog.
D-Dog.
Congratulations on 3 out of 10.
I'm very, very happy with.
Superb. You have a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival next year as well.
Yeah. Melbourne Comedy Fest.
Performing in this room that we're in right now.
The Comedy Republic. Mm. Always was, always will be funny.
Funny.
So that powerful. Yeah.
The best name.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
I'm going to be at Perth as well, the Perth Fringe.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm doing the show Didgeridoozy. Which is
in Perth.
Yeah. And that's on Paramount Plus as well.
Congratulations, you big sellout. Well done.
So if anyone's got a copy of Paramount Plus,
if you could send me the login details, I could check it out.
If anyone's got a family account for the entire Melbourne comedy community, we would really appreciate being able to see our friends.
That's it for West Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.